whatever. So, Chichen Itza.
So, Chichen Itza is an impressive sight. I would say that it is as impressive as its fame precedes it. But, like so many of the big sites, we've found that sort of the quality of the ruins doesn't make up for the quantity of the tourists, is I guess, a nice way to summarize it. First off, from the get-go, we were ticked off because we got there nice and early to try and avoid the crowds, and there it was not open at 8 o'clock. So we were there, and nobody else was, and it would have been perfect. But actually, as we were biking in, sort of the first weird thing we saw is they have a separate entrance for the vendors. And so that was our first clue, is like we saw this just group of like 50 Mexican guys with their hand carts all full of their stuff. And there's like motorcycle parking and stuff. And there's just like all these vendors waiting by their gate at 7:45. So when we finally did get a way in, get the ticket window open, and then the Bacateria, the place to drop off our gear off the bikes, because the bikes weren't in a very good... they just weren't in a very public place, so didn't really feel comfortable leaving all the bags on them. So when that finally happened, we got in there, and already the site was sort of like, oh, wow, there's lots of tourists, and there's lots of vendors, and just sort of the noise of the vendors all setting up shop. I remember one guy was sawing on some part of his setup. It was from the get-go there, we were pretty irritated by the number of vendors. I mean, it's not that other places don't try and sell as much crap. They do. It's just that they sort of have like a gift shop, and it's sort of mostly contained in this. Like, if you want to buy things, you go into the gift shop. Can you imagine, like, the Anthropology Museum and DFA, if, like...
In front of all the exhibitions?
All through the exhibitions, there were just guys, like, selling stuff? It would just be ridiculous.
Yeah,
they have a big gift shop. And actually, the Anthropology, the prices are not crazy. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we have a bone to pick with so many vendors. And we went in, and the big pyramid is very impressive. And same kind of thing with, like, when you get a site that has that many tourists, there's some really interesting stuff up at the top of the pyramid in the temple. You can't go see that. You can't climb any of the things there, I don't think.
Or inside as well, with the jade floor.
Right. And then they've excavated, and you can see the whole interior previous pyramid underneath that pyramid. But, yeah, you can't get in there, obviously, because they have so many tourists, it's not manageable.
Especially now that it's one of the seven wonders of the world.
Seven wonders of the world. So we went around, and at one point we're like, okay, so we go up this way to the Gran Cenote. And so we went up there to this big lake that was their water source.
And place where they believed was the entrance to the underworld.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, sort of important place to see. We get up there, and the cenote itself is just not really worth seeing.
Especially not from the restricted access that you get to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even like you can touch the cenote and destroy it. It's just like, you can't get this close.
Hola.
So, yeah, it was kind of bizarre that you... There was not even a good viewing angle of the cenote. It was just like...
Right.
Huh.
But sort of more to the point would be that the entire long Sacbe
like
road...
Quarter mile to the...
Up to the cenote is just... filled either side to side with vendors, and it's just like pretty much the only reason that you're supposed to go to the cenote is so that you can walk past all these vendors.
Yes.
So, a lot of the carvings are really pretty well preserved. There's some interesting ones with the skulls and.
Yeah.
And whatnot. And the Juego de Pelota was really interesting. It's the largest pelota court in the world.
Yes.
But yeah, a lot of the carvings were really nicely preserved. And there's a lot more of the site that we didn't get to see that is currently undergoing a new round of excavations and restoration. I found the observatory was pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, actually, I mean, and that's sort of less, I think fewer tourists bother walking all the way there.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of southerly section, if I'm getting my directions
yeah,
right.
Yeah, by the Nonnery.
Yeah. Had some of the best, one thing I read said it was some of the best preserved stucco facades of the entire Yucatan is this part on the southern side of Chichen Itza. So all in all, it's a good site. For us, it was still pretty pricey in that we had to pay the...
71 pesos.
70 pesos for the Yucatan state fee, even with our student IDs. But I don't know. I'd imagine it's probably pretty
180
normal.
For foreigners.
Right.
It's like $15, $20.
Yeah, $15. Well, still, I mean, if you think about what $15, $20 gets you, I'd say that it's worthwhile. It's
yeah.
$15 is a movie in New York, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can watch a movie on your computer at home for free. Save your $15 and go to Chichen Itza.
Yes. Go to Chichen Itza.